I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Some moments in history are best remembered in photos. And as President Barack Obama was sworn in today, Gil Garcetti had his camera lens trained on that history-making event. The former Los Angeles district attorney turned world-class photographer joins us now. Gil, nice to have you.
Tony, been a long time.
It has been a long time. Listen, Gil, you are one of the official inauguration photographers traveling with the Biden motorcade yesterday in front of the Capitol today. I guess I should ask you this. Did you get the money shot you were looking for?
Well, I'm working with a great team of photographers, too. We're with the ObamaPhotoBook.com group. We're the official inaugural book photographers. And certainly, I encourage any of your listeners, if they took any photographs here in Washington, D.C., or even at home, send them in. We may include those photographs in the book. It's ObamaPhotoBook.com. And, you know, yeah, I got some, I think, some decent photographs. But yesterday was a particularly wonderful day because it was only one photographer plus myself with the vice president. And then, to everyone's surprise, the then president-elect Obama showed up at the Biden event. And so we got some, I think, some pretty good stuff.
Well, here's my question for you as a photographer. When you have a person who is as photographed as Barack Obama has been and, for God's sake, is going to be for the next 4 years, how do you find a shot that separates you from the rest of the crowd of photographers when he is your subject and target?
Well, certainly that is an exceedingly difficult thing to do. But you try and capture, you know, the moment, because he is a man that connects with the crowd and with the message that he has. So you're looking for that little twinkle in his eye or that little different look that he may have. But frankly, Tony, a lot of my work was gauging the crowd as they were entranced with the day. And it was such a wonderful group, such a wonderful experience for us all to be there. And I tried to capture some of this on film, because there were black people, there were white people, there were Asian people, there were brown people there. And I have never been in a mob like today, just in terms of the density of the crowd. But everyone was so cool. And when they announced that, when they introduced the then president-elect, and when he came, I mean, it was a roar, and you try and capture some of that on film.
Now, I have about 20 seconds for you to answer this. When he actually put his hand on the Bible and said and accepted the oath, were your cameras trained on the crowd at that moment, and did you get a shot?
I did. That's where it was, because I wasn't up close to him. My interest was really in the crowd. And that's what I was trying to focus on.
Well, and that's why they selected you, Gil Garcetti, because you know what to do with the camera. It's a pleasure to have you on. And
Tony, thank you so much.
We want to have you back, all right?
Good deal.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. That was photographer Gil Garcetti. You can see Gil's inaugural photos at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.